Hello and welcome. All right. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 383 for... April 28th, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. Right, that's long enough. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. When you check in, those are the four items of information that we like to hear from you. If you do not have an SDF username, well, you know, why not? They're free, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with them. But we'll wait for you. I'm looking at my G-meter here, and my audio, it seems kind of on the low side. But anyway, I hope I'm loud enough for you to hear me. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And, you know, the last week I've been kind of preoccupied with some other stuff, and so I haven't really been thinking a whole lot about ham radio, so I do not have a cool topic for this week. So if you've got something on your mind, that's what we'll talk about. So mention it when you check in. I'm checking my dashboard and all of the call signs. Well, no, there's one call sign I don't recognize. So, all right, let's see. What do I need to say for that station? You're already on my check-in list, so I don't need to tell you how to check in. So let me just run down my list here. That particular call sign is Victor Kilo 3, Oscar November Echo. The other stations are KD9NDJ, KF6GPE, and N4RNW. So, let's see. BK3ONE. Would you like to introduce yourself to our net? Okay, nothing heard from that station, but I noticed that we have a new station joining us, KC1 Tango Charlie Alpha. I'm adding you to my check-in list. We don't have a topic this week, Richard, so anything that's on your mind is fair game. You're on the list, about five stations down, four stations, something like that. All right. So, next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. I'm KD9NDJ. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, which is East Central Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. I don't really have a handy-dandy topic. I have been reading some stuff online about the problem with Chinese parts, which I've amassed a supply of around here. And basically, for example, with resistors, they're kind of all over the map. They put them in little containers, buy them in kind of bulk. But the values are a crapshoot, so you really have to be careful. Early on, I was leaning on what the bands were telling me, the markings, and I've discovered that that's a mistake. So anyway, now the Chinese parts cost considerably more and probably will dry up unless something happens tariff-wise. So maybe we'll need to start harvesting parts from other pieces of gear. So time to crank up your rework station, all you DIYers. This is KD9NDJ.
I think the desired goal is that American manufacturers will start making components again. So that remains to be seen. It's a result to be desired. No problem there, but we'll see if that actually happens. All right. Thanks, Ken. Next is KF6GPE. Wait, did I say that right? Yeah, GPE, right.
Hi all, name is Ray, call sign is KF6GPE, SDF username is my call sign, and I live in Boulder Creek, California, between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz. So I actually have a question for the group, and I want to know if anybody's actually bothered to travel with a shortwave radio or not. I'm going to Germany next Monday on business for a week, and I'm thinking seriously about bringing a shortwave radio and sort of listening and seeing if I can hear anything different than I hear here in Boulder Creek, which is pretty much nothing thanks to the RFI. Well, I'll probably be stuck in a hotel room, and I'm not sure if it makes any sense to actually bring it or if it's just going to be too much noise even in a hotel room to give it a shot. So if anybody's tried it, I'd love to know. 73, KF6GPE.
Okay. I don't have any experience with actually traveling with a shortwave radio, but what I would suggest is maybe check into... I'm not sure if I have the right URL, but I mean, there are lots of people who have set up their software-defined radios as a web-served audio source. So rather than maybe carrying a shortwave radio with you, just make a list of some of these online tuners that you can connect to with your laptop or your phone even, and listen to the whatever is available in the location that you're at. There, I'm trying to think. I know I have encountered several of these, and maybe somebody else can pop in here and give some URLs of these, like open SDR web things. I'm drawing a blank on the name now, so I'm hoping somebody else can jump in here and fill in the blank there. In fact, let me pause right now and see if somebody wants to jump in with a suggestion. Okay, I guess not, but if you Google something like SDR, shortwave, web, something like that, I think you can come up with some of them. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to carry anything with you that you weren't... I mean, I assume you probably already are going to take a smartphone or a laptop with you. So you don't really need to take a radio. Anyway, moving along, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and everybody else. N4RNW here in Fort Myers, Florida, on the southwest coast. Beautiful night. The sun is just going down. It's nice and warm. And the nice thing is the humidity has not started to really come in for the summer like it usually does. So this is a nice time of the year. Other than that, a very distant answer to the shortwave. I have a Yaesu FT1, which is one of those little bitty ones, handhelds for 2 meters and 440, and I've carried that as I traveled, and it gets about everything on there you could want. I'm not a shortwave listener, but I see in the manual that there are shortwave bands that it can pick up. That's all I can contribute to you. So back to you, Wayne. Good evening to all, and this is N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Always good to hear from you. Let's see, next on my list here is KC1TCA.
This is KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth. My SDF username is RFX, Romeo Foxtrot X-ray. And I think I said everything. I don't know anything about shortwave. It's interesting to me. I was listening to shortwave numbers broadcasts this morning that somebody had uploaded to Internet Archive, which are really weird and interesting and strangely relaxing if you just let it run with the person saying the numbers over and over again. Somehow lulls me into some kind of relaxed state. That's pretty interesting, but I don't have any other experience with it, although I'm interested in it. And I do have a Yaesu, but I have an FT5, and I don't know if it can do... I know it has pretty good range, but I don't know if it does all that stuff, so I'll have to check that out. And that's it. I've been studying for my general license. I did have a question that came up during the general license study today, but I think it got answered, and so I've already forgotten it and moved on. And that's it. Back to you, Wayne.
All right. Well, good luck with your studying there, and let us know when you pass your general exam. And, yeah, the thing about portable shortwave radios is that, you know, the electronics in the radio can be superb, but the performance of the radio is going to really depend on the antenna. And if you're traveling in a hotel room or something like that, you can't really put up a good antenna. So... whatever you have, you know, maybe a random wire that you throw across your hotel room or out the hotel window, it's going to be a compromise. So you're not going to do a lot of rare DX, is what I'm saying there. But you know, if you're traveling and you want to hear something unusual, it doesn't take a big antenna farm to do that. Just being close to the destination, you know, let's say you're in Germany and maybe you're interested in Albania. I know, just a crazy example there. You can probably do that with a portable radio and, you know, the built-in antenna or maybe just a wire across the hotel room. So, good luck. Who was it that was doing that? Was that Ray, I think? I forget. Anyway. I'm checking the dashboard here, and I do not see any new call signs. So I will now ask if there's anyone who wants to have a recheck.
KF6 GPE recheck.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, the website with the software-defined radios on the Internet is awesome. It's web-sdr.org, I believe, and I use it a fair amount at home because I don't have a good shortwave antenna set up and... anyway, there's too much RFI from here and the neighbors. But it brings up an interesting possibility, which is I could bring the shortwave and the long wire, which is what I was going to do, one of the little spool windy up things that you just clip to the telescopic antenna. But then I could also go to WebSDR and look for an SDR station near where I am and use that waterfall or just see what I can get back and forth between the two. So that actually might be a fun experiment. So assuming I actually pack the radio, I'll report back when I get back and let anybody know if it was worth the effort. 73, KF6GPE.
Okay, Ray. Did you say where you're going?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Berlin, Germany for a week. There's a trade show going on in the industry I work in. So my boss was nice enough this year to fly us out because we're announcing a new project. Usually I don't get to go. So it should be fun.
Okay. Sounds cool. Congratulations on that and good luck at the conference or whatever, and also with your shortwave listening there. Great deal there, Ray. All right, let's see. Would anyone else like to recheck? Let me try once again for Victor Kilo 3, Oscar November Echo. Tim Burke, are you still listening here? I guess not. So one last call for rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net.
Recheck RNW.
Go ahead, Harold. Oh, am I still transmitting?
Yeah, Wayne. Speaking of antennas, I live in a gated community here, and it's hard to hit 2-meter and 440 repeaters around the area because most of them are away from the direction that our villa is facing. So I got one of those roll-up antennas that you can hang from a curtain rod or any place in a room, and it's allowed me to hit about three repeaters that I previously could not hit. I forgot the name of it. Got it off eBay from some supplier, but there's a video out there on YouTube of a guy who travels, and he demos that antenna inside of a hotel room and shows how he hooks it up. So I'm anxious for my next travels to take that along and see what I can hit on 2 meters and 440. That's all I got, N4RNW.
Can you describe what material the antenna is made of? Because I know I have seen J-pole antennas that are made out of ladder line or even twin lead, like, you know, old television antenna wire.
Yeah, I am not sure, but it's a flexible thing. Ladder line kind of sounds like what it looks like. It might be a parallel line with little steps that hold it together, but it's flexible enough that you can roll it up and stick it in a suitcase or an overnight bag or something. Darned if I can't remember the name of it on eBay, but you can go out there and search for it, portable 2-meter antennas, and you'll see it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a ladder line J-pole, and those are very cute. You can roll them up and put them in a suitcase, and I mean, if you depending on how tightly you want to roll it up, it makes a bundle that's probably only about, I don't know, maybe 6 inches by 6 inches by 3 inches, you know, something similar to that. And so it doesn't take up a whole lot of space, and then when you hang it up, it performs pretty well on both 2 meters and 440. So if I'm recognizing what you're talking about, I think I have one here. I have not needed it lately because I don't do that much portable operating, but I have one here just in case.
Yep, that's it. That's not exactly what Ray was asking about, but that's what I have in my experience, being under HOA restriction here, can't have an outside antenna. All right, good deal. Wayne, back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Do we have any more check-ins or rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net?
KF6TPE, recheck.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in what you and Harold were saying about those roll-up J-poles. They are absolutely awesome. Years ago, I did a build for my Aries group at a club meeting where about 12 of us went outside and set up a picnic table and made them for emergency deployments. And they're still in people's grab-and-go kits. If you make them with a little bit of shrink wrap to help reinforce the connections, they hold up really well. MFJ, who sadly is no longer, also used to sell them. So you could probably Google MFJ roll-up J-pole and find them online if you don't have one and want to get one. KF6GPE.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, they're very cool. So do we have any other rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net? Okay, I guess that's the wrap here. Let's see. Right, so I guess this concludes this week's SDFARC weekly net at, let's call it 0023 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Wayne, I remember it now. The guy that makes those antennas is N9TAX on eBay.
That call sign sounds familiar. Yes, I think I might have bought one of his antennas. Thank you. I just added it to the chat there, so it will be in the email that I'll send out later this evening to the mailing list, and I'm assuming that all of you are subscribing to the mailing list. Anyway, so I'm going to wrap up the net here.